Hey, welcome to another episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I am your host, Jason, and I have a wonderful, beautiful episode for you scheduled today. So, before I get into it, let me give my normal disclaimers, as I always do, because legal would not like it if I didn't. So, the information pulled during this podcast is from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero that we're talking about. I may omit things. I just may not choose to include them. I may gloss over things. And sometimes that's because I just don't feel that it's essential to the essence of the character and only have so much time to do these. So, you know, there's that. And as always, if you guys ever want to reach out to me, I welcome it. You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram and Twitch under Super Deep Dive. Make sure you use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. And I post superhero memes every day during the week. I don't normally do it during the weekend because I am a father and I am busy. But I do get it done during the week. You know, just something, whether it's out of context panels, whether it's memes I found, just fun stuff. So I encourage you all to join in, comment, like, subscribe, share if you're catching this on YouTube. If you have any questions, comments, requests for superheroes to be done, if there's anything I got wrong and you need to correct me, please feel free to do that. And as always, you can email me as well at b4itall@yahoo.com. That's always open. My DMs are always open. Private messages on Instagram. And someday soon, I plan on doing a live show for Superhero Deep Dive on Twitch. I just haven't had the time to do it. But I think it'd be a lot of fun to where you can actually interact with me live. And we can go over things and have back and forth discussions. But with that being said, let's get into it. Last week, I talked about Ice, you know, and everything that made her great. This week, I am talking about her best friend and partner, Fire. You know, the one that's green and on fire all the time. But she's not a Green Lantern. She has nothing to do with the Green Lanterns. Her real name is actually Beatriz da Costa. She's Brazilian. She was originally called Green Fury. And her original origins is she had been bequeathed her powers due to Brazilian mysticism and was the president of the Brazilian branch of Wayne Enterprises. She possessed an array of abilities, which included the power to exhale vast quantities of mystical green fire. She could also fly, alter her clothing at will, and displayed a limited capacity to project hallucinations. In her first appearance, she confronted and battled Superman, who was controlled by the puppet master overlord, Sandor Fine. And in her next appearance, the Green Fury called the Super Friends to help defeat the villain Green Thumb, and months later revealed her secret origin to him to thwart the demons from a green hell. I am picking up on a theme here. So, shortly after changing her name to Green Flame, the Guardians, which she was part of the Global Guardians, United Nations funding was withdrawn in the wake of the formation of the Justice League International. Beatriz convinced her teammate and best friend Ice Maiden, who was Ice, into joining her to apply for Justice League International membership. Remarkably, in the wake of Black Canary's resignation and the abduction of several members, the shorthanded JLI took them on. Eventually, she once again changed her heroic name, this time to Fire, in affinity with Ice Maiden shortening her name to simply Ice. As a result of the gene bomb detonated by the alien dominators, Fire's powers were dramatically increased, but were less reliable for a time. And that kind of sucks. But I like how they did this because, you know, when someone does have a power boost, their power should be unreliable until they can get a handle on it. You know, because it's more realistic. It's almost like, You know, and pardon my crassness, but it's almost like, you know, when someone goes into puberty, they get muscle mass that they didn't have before. You know, they get growth spurts, their voice changes, all that good stuff. You know, and things are changing. They don't know their kids don't know their own strength when that happens. You know, they're clumsy. They don't have the same balance as they did before. You know, all that stuff happens. And why not the same thing with powers? As they develop and grow, especially with like something like a growth spurt kind of situation like this, you know, her powers were boosted. She didn't have control over them and they were very unreliable. So I love that. I love that little detail because it helps you get, it helps you relate to the character better. So, anyways, Fire always assumed a big sister role with Ice, watching out for her and her interactions with the real world. For example, Fire stepped in when Ice did not realize she was being stalked by a delusional fan. However, Fire herself makes mistakes, such as torching the cash she had just saved while foiling a bank robbery. Beatrice remained with the Justice League International for a remainder of its existence. In fact, she served the longest tenure of any JLI member. During this time, she was also trained in the arts of battle by Big Barda, which is awesome because Big Barda was a member of Apocalypse's Furies, and yeah, so that's good training. In a battle against Doomsday, Bea lost her powers by taxing them to their limits while trying to blast Doomsday. In effect, her fire went out. She remained with the team, but by the time she returned in Justice League America number 88, it was too late to help prevent her best friend's death, as Ice was killed by the Overmaster. As Beatrice tried to cope with his loss, she briefly had a romantic relationship with Ice's former lover, Guy Gardner, and a longer one with Nuklon. See, that's messed up, because it's bros before hoes. So, you know, sisters before misters, right? So, she should not have done that. Let's see here. When the first Ice Maiden, Sigrid Nansen, joined the League in Ice's place, Fire befriended her. However, their friendship was tainted by Bea's irrational, grief-driven behavior and Sigrid's romantic attraction to Bea. So there's that. That's awkward. When this league collapsed, Beatrice returned to Brazil and tried to reestablish herself as the country's main protector. This met with varied success, which she blamed partly on the Martian Manhunter's prominence in the Southern Hemisphere. Which is funny because if she blamed him on the Martian Manhunter, all she had to do was light a little fire around him because that's his weakness, but whatever, right? Whatever. Okay, so that's kind of her background. You know, she's always been very kind of impulsive, emotional, wild. You know, I mean, basically they gave her all the traits that Fire would have, which makes sense. It's a little cheap with the characterization, but it makes sense, right? So they have that, and that's cool. But, I mean, you know, there's just not as much. She looks like a female, green female version of the Human Torch from Fantastic Four. So there's so much they can do with this character. And they just really haven't. I mean, she's always played little bit roles. But, you know, I would love to see her do something more to coincide with her Brazilian heritage, because I don't know about you guys, but I was never taught a whole lot of Brazilian kind of culturisms, or I don't know the proper word for that. But this would be a perfect avenue to open that door. Okay, powers. The original Green Fury had magical flame breath powers due to Brazilian mysticism. She could control her flame breath to allow her to fly and land like a rocket. I don't know where the air was coming from. She was able to mystically alter her clothing when needed and change the color of her eyes from green to black and vice versa. She was also able to create and cast illusions with her dazzle power and fire blast with her white hot flame or super cold freezing flame, which makes no sense. Her green flame had the magical ability to heal and repair her costume after a battle, and Beatrice was also trained by Batman in hand-to-hand combat and Big Barda. Due to the events of Crisis on Infinite Earths, Green Fury never had any of these magical powers. Green Fury never had any of these magical powers and had a new revised origin. In her post-Crisis incarnation, Beatrice's only power gained from saturation by an organic energy source called pyroplasm was the ability to breathe a jet of green flame from her mouth. During the invasion crossover event, the alien Dominator set off a metagene bomb in the upper atmosphere, which affected almost all DC characters with superpowers, and after a period of illness, Fire found her powers greatly magnified as an after effect. The new Fire was now able to completely turn into a being of green plasma, in which she could fly and throw devastating blasts. Solid objects could pass completely through her, without causing injury, but it took her some time to come with terms with her increased powers, as she often flamed on involuntarily when stressed or angry, and sometimes she still does. A distressingly common event for a character depicted as having a tendency towards passionate outburst. Which I think just fits into the Brazilian stereotype. Because I was always taught, Brazilians, by nature, their culture, they're very passionate, very emotional. Let's see here. Okay, there was a group that was kind of a joke group called the Super Buddies. They made fun of the fact that flaming on destroyed Bee's clothing, rendering her naked when she stopped using her powers. The organization Checkmate and other appearances have ignored this, though. Beatrice is also a skilled investigator and espionage agent, and in the latter context, was considered a valuable asset by Checkmate Chief Amanda Waller, who you might remember from Suicide Squad, for her ability and willingness to kill in order to complete missions, unlike many of her counterparts who maintained a no-kill policy. So that's her powers. Like I said, she's basically a green female version of the Human Torch, and it's awesome. Okay, fun facts. Fire appeared in the Justice League of America television pilot movie portrayed by Michelle Hurd. And on the television series The Flash. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if this was the CW Flash or like the old 90s TV show Flash. But I don't know. I couldn't find a definite answer, and I just honestly I probably didn't look hard enough. But on the television series The Flash, in the season 1 episode Power Outage, Fire's alter ego Bea DaCosta is mentioned as one of the people who seemingly died as a result of the particle accelerator accident that gave Flash his powers. So this is obviously CW Flash. Okay. Later during season 2 episode Invincible, a metahuman is seen as part of Zoom's Earth 2 army attacking Central City that resembles Fire, a humanoid blasting and emitting green flames from its body. Unfortunately, that actress is unknown. Fire appears in the show Powerless in her Green Fury alias, portrayed by Natalie Morales, which I remember seeing a couple episodes. She was, they actually had Crimson Fox in it, I think, so I might have to look that back up. Fire also appears in DC Superhero Girls. She is seen as one of the background students at Superhero High. And Fire and Ice both made several appearances in the Justice League Unlimited animated series, although only Fire had any dialogue during that. Let's see, a couple more. Fire was also seen in Batman the Brave and the Bold Season 1. And she appears briefly in the second episode of Batman the Brave and Bold. She is first seen in Terror on Dinosaur Island, helping Plastic Man and Batman fight Gentleman Ghost. Her pyrokinesis is directed through her hands rather than from her mouth, and she is not shown to transform into flaming green entity. In the second season of the series, she also appears as a non-speaking cameo in the episode Sidekicks Assemble aboard the Watchtower. Fire appears briefly among the heroes possessed by Starros in the final prologue short, pointing to the two-part episode The Siege of Starro, contained in the episode The Power of Shazam. Fire returns in Darkseid Descending and Time Out for Vengeance as a member of the Justice League International. An alternate version of Fire named Fiero appears in Deep Cover for Batman as a member of the Crime Syndicate. Okay. Fire is also mentioned in Young Justice Outsiders as a member of the Justice League. In Home Fires, Nightwing mentions that she crafted a supersuit for Geo-Force. And lastly, Fire appears in episode 46 of Mad. She joins the other superheroes in a musical number and asks Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman about being called Super Friends. So, yes. So that's her history, fun facts, her powers, all that good stuff. What do you guys think of Fire? Is there potential there? Can you see where they actually absolutely dropped the ball on this? They have a character that is associated with Brazilian mysticism, which, you know, could be an easy way out because a lot of people wouldn't know about that. But they could explore it. When they say Brazilian mysticism, do they mean like Aztec stuff? Do they mean Inca? Please, don't be mad at my ignorance, because I admit I am completely ignorant to this. But I see where there could be opportunities to educate not just me, but any other fan. And believe me, there are fans out there. There is a market for this. There's this wealth. There's this absolute wealth, this treasure trove of superhero paraphernalia, stories, lore. You know, this treasure trove of superhero lore. And sometimes it's not so much about the adventures that they have, it's the things that motivate them to have the adventures that they have, if that makes sense. Like, we know that Superman is always going to be the Boy Scout, but what intrigues us is how he was brought up, you know, on this farm in Kansas, learning right from wrong and learning not to waver from that. We know Batman is always going to go and try to instill fear in the hearts of his enemies and defeat them and try to save the day. But what intrigues us is his motivation over the fact that he lost his parents right in front of him because of a criminal. And it sent him on this path for the rest of his life. You know, those are the things that really push people. And it gives someone an avenue that they can actually relate to the character. So, what do you guys think? Let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitch, albeit rarely on Twitch now. But Twitch, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can send me messages. You can write on my wall. You can whatever. Tag me. Friend me. Whatever you need to do. I love it. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share, because that would be great. I would appreciate it. But yeah, like, where do we go from here? I don't know. And as always, and I haven't forgotten about you, my internet radio friends. If you're listening to me on Outworld Fleet Radio, once again, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day at www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. So, let's cover power expansions. Let's get this done. So last week I talked about ice, and how she should be played by Lily Collins. Like, that was my casting choice. And she was popular in Mirror Mirror and Mortal Instruments, like The City of Bones or something like that. But this week we're going to talk about her friend and her partner, Fire. So let's keep the same kind of show premise. Like, you know, like the two of them meet up. Ice gets beaten within an inch of her life. Fire comes in to help. You know, they're taking over, or they're fighting Overmaster as the main bad guy, which Overmaster's pretty unknown, relatively speaking, so they could really do whatever they wanted with him, you know, and not have it be too much of a stretch, because it's not going to impact anything, really. But, yeah, we'll keep the same kind of show. Now, for Fire, you know, she's this Brazilian beauty, but in the comics, she's never really portrayed Brazilian. So I'm kind of taking liberties with the casting. I've got to go with Kat McNamara. She's tall, she's model-esque, she's done some action roles that would be perfect for the character, and she, you know, I understand she's not Brazilian. But if you look at Kat McNamara, visually, she'd fit that role well. And, you know, I also thought it'd be kind of a fun Easter egg that Kat McNamara actually acted in the live-action series, not the movie, but the series, Mortal Instruments. Whereas her co-star, Lily Collins, acted in the movie for it. So I thought it'd be kind of funny with that. That'd be kind of something for, you know, I don't even know if DVD Easter eggs is still around, but it would have been fun. But, you know, so in the series, like I said, Ice was beaten within an inch of her life. Fire could come and fight off Overmaster and save Ice. There they find friendship in their differences, Ice being more reserved, Fire being wild, Ice being Scandinavian, Fire being Brazilian. So you have a culture clash there. But, you know, it works. They work together. They develop their powers. You know, they get stronger with each other. And I was also told last week, because I didn't cast Overmaster. I was saving it for this week, but I was told via email that I needed to cast Overmaster. So I was looking through actors and stuff, and I chose Luke Evans. He was the boatsman in the Hobbit movie, and he also kind of looks like Orlando Bloom's brother, but he's got like this intensity that I think would translate extremely well as a supervillain. He is not a hero. He has a villain look, but in the best way. Like, it's a compliment when I say this. He has that look that, like, he could literally, as Overmaster, he could tear your mind apart and not feel any remorse at all, as long as it served his purpose and what he wanted to do. But yeah, you know, we'll have him be the big bad guy and fight. And, you know, even if it only lasts a season, it would work. I could see this going for at least 2 or 3 seasons, though. You know, like, have them meet, have them develop their powers, have them kind of learn how to work together, and be stronger together, and have Overmaster trying to, you know, get these things, kind of like set things in motion, you know. And it could be anything. Like, maybe he's an alien and he's trying to pave the way for the next invasion or something. I don't know. But he would be the guy to beat for them. And, you know, you can always tie in elements from the DC universe. Maybe they bring something back about talking about, like, the mother box from Aquaman and how it involved everyone. And or not Aquaman, I'm sorry. From Justice League and stuff. So, you know, I mean, it could be anything. But what do you guys think? How's the casting on this one? Someone sent me a suggestion that, like, with fire because she was Brazilian, that I should focus on a South American actress or Hispanic actress, something like that, something from that area. And then they suggested Vanessa Hudgens for the role. You know, I don't know if it's Vanessa Hudgens. She's definitely got like a Hispanic look, but I don't know if she's actually Hispanic. I just don't know a lot about her. But I don't recall seeing her in anything really athletic. So I'd have to pass on that one. But it's mainly because I haven't seen her in a role that would suit it. And I feel like if she was in that role with her style of acting, it might cheese it up a little bit more. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is Vanessa Hudgens a better choice? If not, who would you think? And you know, like let's cast this out. Did I do a good job with Overmaster? Is Luke Evans a good choice? Because, I mean, the more I think about it, the more I really want to see him as a bad guy, as opposed to just, I think the bad guy role he played was a master thief in, was it Ocean's 13 or Ocean's 12? You know, it was one of those movies where he was a master thief. But I think it'd be great. So, I mean, yeah, let me know what you guys think. As always, you can reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram or Twitch at Super Deep Dive. Use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. If you're watching on YouTube, you can like, comment, subscribe, and please do all those. That'd be great. I could really use the likes and the watches and whatever. I think it'd be awesome. Just because I really don't care about monetization. I mean, I wouldn't mind it. But at the same time, I'd like to be a resource for people for some of these obscure heroes. And, you know, if you're viewing it on YouTube, you know, or if you're interested in viewing it on YouTube, you can see a slideshow of a bunch of artwork of the character, so you can kind of get a visual image of it. And if you're watching on Outworld Fleet Radio, thank you very much. Please follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you know, or Twitch. You're more than welcome to. I'd love to communicate with you guys. I've started to get a little bit more interactions, which is wonderful. And yeah. And if you guys ever need to email me, feel free to at b4itall@yahoo.com. So it's b4itall. But yeah, in the meantime, everyone, have fun. Be safe. Be blessed. Be happy. Be smart, and if you're not smart, don't get caught. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.